Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2607.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model?
My father and my mother, they've kind of always just been there for me, kind of taught me right from wrong, stuff like that. So I've always just kind of looked up to them, and I know I have my dad's habits, like the way I sit and stuff like that. So,
is there someone in the public eye that you admire?
The one person that comes to mind is Ozzie Smith. I mean, he was a shortstop for the Cardinals, and he managed to take that. Him and Albert Pujols, they both do a lot in the community, help out younger kids and stuff like that. So kind of reaches out to me a little bit.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile and everything in it would get a good idea of the type of person you are?
I think for the most part, yes. I mean, it doesn't show emotions and stuff like that. Like, I'm a sympathetic person and kind of, you know, just... I think overall, yes, it is me, but sometimes it's not going to show everything about me.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm laid back, but at the same time, when I have something to do, I want to get it done. I enjoy hanging out with friends, just kind of relaxing most of the time. So,
what lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
Oh, man, there's a lot. Respect your elders. Treat other people as you want to be treated, you know, common sense type things that are going to help you get along with everybody else and then help everybody else get along with you. So,
what makes you unique?
The love I have for people, I guess. I just, when I go around and people, stuff like that, like, I can meet somebody in like 5 minutes, make a connection, and just be like, you know, that, you know, I just have the ability to connect with a lot of variety of people, and so that kind of helps.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Let's see. I like to kind of just relax, hang out. We like to go out to dinner. When mom and dad come and visit, we'll just kind of sit around and talk and catch up.
Tell me about the most cherished present you received for a birthday or holiday.
I'm probably a baseball mitt. I got it when I was, I think, like 9, and I still have it. I just used it all throughout junior high, high school, and everything like that, so... And I love sports, so.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Thanksgiving and Christmas, both. Because as soon as Thanksgiving's over, then it's Christmas time, and I just love that time of the year. You know, it's just so happy, and everybody's just cheerful.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
My honeymoon. It's kind of unforgettable.
Did your family have any pets while you were growing up?
Yes, little tiny dog. Ran around and just caused all sorts of trouble. You gotta love your dog.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Sports of all sorts. I loved being outside when I was a kid, but at the same time, I'd sit there and I could play with toys all the time just by myself. My mom always remarked how I was able to kind of take care of myself. Like, I just go in the other room and play. But hide and seek, tag, just being outdoors most of the time.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood?
Everything. Man, I'd read biographies. I'd read a lot more, and I'd watch TV when I was a little kid. And so, like, Encyclopedia Brown and all the Hardy Boys and stuff like that, just mysteries. And then,
what type of books do you enjoy now?
Pretty much along the same thing. Biographies, the Harry Potter books, of course, stuff like that along those, kind of the fantasy realm, but then biographies.
What was the last movie that you saw?
Bewitched, with Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell.
Did you like it?
Very much. It was really, really cute.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Doing nothing. I just like to kind of sit around, lounge around, grill out, sleep in, just kind of relax at the house.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No. I can't say that anyone ever has.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Civil War. Mainly because my dad is such a Civil War buff that I know about everything, just about everything about it. So I can really kind of relate to their way of life and stuff like that. It'd be fun to go back and live it for a little while.
What is the most important thing that has happened to you?
Ooh, as of now, I'd say getting married.
How do you think it has changed you?
It's kind of different. You can't be completely selfish about yourself. You have to think about your partner and what she wants, and then, you know, kind of come to a compromise. So,
What is the first big purchase that you're most proud of?
TV. It was a display model. I managed to haggle them down about $150, and then they had this sale going on where you got a free chair and stuff like that, so I was pretty proud of that.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
It'd be Abraham Lincoln, and I'd probably ask him how in the world he got through the Civil War. Like, I mean, you can see the pictures from before and after, and he's just like changed man.
What is your definition of success?
Being happy, whatever it is that you do. You know, everybody's going to be happy doing something different, and so successful, you know, some guy might be moving, you know, being a professional mover, you know, and to me, I want to be, you know, entrepreneur, and so just being happy with who you are and with what you have.
What is your biggest frustration?
I have to say that it's just sometimes the way people interact with each other. It's just they can't put themselves in the other person's shoe. You know, stuff like, you know, going to the supermarket and people just cutting you off, not saying excuse me and stuff like that.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
Empathy, understanding, love.
What is your favorite technology and why?
Computers, by far.
What is your least favorite responsibility?
Taking out the trash. Living in an apartment, 3 stories, kind of gets old taking it up and down, so.
Tell me about your educational background.
I went to high school, and then I went to college, and I got my bachelor's in finance.
And what type of work are you doing now?
Right now I work kind of with my own company, doing computer repairs.
What do you find interesting about your computer work?
It's a different challenge every time you go someplace. It's never going to be the same thing. And I enjoy just, like, you know, playing on the computer or just doing things on the computer. So kind of take something I enjoy doing and know a lot about and turning it into a professional career.
What is your dream for retirement?
Total dream would be owning 4 houses and then just hopping about between the 4 whenever I feel like it.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening with your wife.
Our most favorite is dinner and a movie. We really like to do that just because it kind of helps us connect. Over dinner, we can kind of enjoy each other and kind of catch up on what's going on during the week, and then during the movie, just kind of relax.
Tell me how you met your wife.
I was at college. A mutual friend of ours had just asked us both to go out and throw around a frisbee, and so we met there. The funny thing was, is we had gone to high school together. We were a year apart, but we had never met, and so it's kind of how we met at college.
What do you love most about your wife?
The fact that she's so motivated. It's unbelievable how driven she is, and just, you know, like over and over and over, you know, like right now we're in the middle of a move and she's just like keeps going thing after thing after thing after thing, and it's just like it just doesn't faze her. And I'll sit there and be like, we're halfway done. Is this ever going to be done? She just keeps going. It's amazing.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I'd be lying if I didn't say the money. But at the same time, it kind of helps people when I have kids who can't.
Is there anything you would like to add for anyone who might be listening to this interview?
Overall, I think I'm a pretty well normal person. And that's about it.
This concludes the audio interview for Donor 2607.